92.7. Today is World Mental Health Day, and here in South Africa, experts say more people than ever are reaching out for help. Hot 102.7's Tara Penny has more from inside SADAG's call center.
Mental health doesn't have operating hours.
That's Cassie Chambers, SADAG's operations director here at this call center that never sleeps.
Often people phone us after school, after work, or 10 o'clock at night when they're feeling so overwhelmed with those heavy, dark thoughts. So we always have to make sure that we're on call and ready to take on those calls to help someone.
Volunteers respond in 11 languages and even through WhatsApp, where adults and children can reach out quietly and safely.
We have so many people opening up about heavy things that they're going through, whether it be abuse at home, bullying at school that they can't cope with, where they're often saying, like, I don't feel comfortable to tell mom or dad about what's going on.
And there's no chatbot on the other side of the line.
Humans need humans. You need to connect with someone, especially when you're in that time of need and desperation. You want to speak to another human who's right there in with you, not someone who's sending out, click here, do this.
Cassie says, sadly, men are still less likely to reach out for help.
Men are 4 times more likely to die by suicide than women because they don't talk about their feelings or their problems or their struggles.
And the stats paint a worrying picture, with only 1 in 9 South Africans with a mental illness ever receiving treatment.
If we can connect those dots and get someone help before it's too late, it could literally save their life.
SADAG's call centre is free and open 24/7, with help also available on its website to anyone needing resources, a lifeline, or just someone to talk to.
It's okay not to be okay. There is help available.
Tara Penny, Hot 102.7 News at the SADAG call centre in Joburg.
Hot 102.7.